Welcome back to the Spoken Wood Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Vanderlist, and for today's episode, we have an article that was written by AJ Hopkins for the J-Hops blog, What Not to Do. It's titled, Attitude is Everything, and was originally posted August 3, 2011. Now, to find more great posts written by AJ, visit the J-Hops blog, What Not to Do, at woodtalkonline.com/blog/97-J-Hops-blog, or, of course, as I always do, I'll have links in the show notes to get you there that much quicker. So without further delay, let's get on with the show. Attitude is Everything, written by AJ Hopkins for the J-Hops blog, What Not to Do, originally posted August 3, 2011. A long time ago, my parents told me this line. Specifically, this line was uttered to me to inspire me to improve my grades during my high school career. Later, the Athletic Booster organization used this same slogan on a rally button for football games, so I heard it a lot and grew not to like it very much. Naturally, since I was a full-blooded teenager, I resented any advice they offered and immediately dismissed it because, well, what do my parents really know? Why do parents always have to give you useful advice long before you need it? Turns out, of course, they were right. My first set of dovetails turned out miserably. Pins didn't match, there were gaps large enough to push stuff through. Nothing was even, you get the picture. Fortunately, no pictures exist of this example. I, in my later, reliving my teenage years, foolishly did not practice the skill on a set of scrap boards, choosing to try it on a small drawer. That drawer has since met its demise in a pyre just for it. But the reason it failed was because I expected it to fail. I walked into the shop that day, doubting I could even make a dovetail joint. Yes, I lined up the joints where I wanted them, marked them using a pencil, and tackled them with the tools I had on hand. But I made several key errors when going through this route. I must admit that I did not have the best equipment available. Some of this equipment I would not purchase now, knowing what I do now. But don't make the mistake, like I did then, that I can say I'm stuck with it. First off, you are never truly stuck with anything. Barring anything else, the trash is a mighty fine receptacle for unwanted items. But more importantly, is the attitude in question one of defeat, acceptance, or success? For example, I have a basic Stanley backsaw and yellow plastic miter box. I purchased this before I really had a clue, before my grandfather passed and his older metal Stanley miter was possibly available to me. I purchased that at one of the big box stores, proud that I had made my woodworking purchase and determined to use it to make something. While this approach is the wrong attitude in that I'm buying something only to have it as part of my collection and not because I genuinely needed it, I am glad that I purchased it because it has helped my skills with handsaws greatly. Now the curves are more intended in the cuts, the slopes I'm still working on however, but the attitude that came later was, I only have this dinky cheap plastic thing, so I'm not expecting much to come out of it. While it's true I have not completed projects that are breathtaking or photogenic or money-making, I have used it to further my wood career and skills. I have used it to cut boards to length for a cutting board, and they turned out to be pretty close in length to each other. Well, all but one, but there's a reason for that. One of my other reasons for failure at the first dovetail was that I had a similar attitude towards the rest of my tools I used. I figured the pencil was better than nothing, I didn't have a great chisel to use, and I was freelining it, meaning I had no gauge to judge what angle I was setting the lines at, so I tackled this dovetail with the expectation that the cumulative errors I had made would doom the project. Unsurprisingly, the drawer lived up to my expectation. So now, I'm faced with another monumental moment in my woodworking career. As most of you are bored of hearing by now, I've moved, and the shop had to move with me. I had been taking the attitude that I was being deliberately singled out, unfairly treated, and shoved into a small space, barely a tenth the space that I had before. It wasn't until I started going through all that I owned, admittedly after the actual move, I had been fortunate to still have limited access to the old space, where I temporarily stored much of my shop while I tried to arrange transport for it, that I realized I was repeating the dovetail experiment, down to my irritation of using the tools at hand. Most people look at moving the shop as a chore, at best, or a nightmare at worst. But this is part of what I'm going to refer to as attitude sickness. You are already demonstrating the attitude that this is a disruption of your routine, a destruction of your safe place, an intrusion into the calm and orderly chaos that is your workshop. All of these are negative words, and negative emotions, and negative attitudes. I'm not denying that these are any less real, but they are a part of the initial problem. Try this exercise. One day, in your own shop, move your workbench. It may be just a few feet, or it may be across the shop. The distance does not matter. You'll get a taste of this experience, and you might start with those same three words I used earlier. Or you might look at it, as I do now, as a challenge for your intellect, a puzzle to be worked out. There's always that glowing feeling of accomplishment after a particularly tricky task, like assembling a puzzle or building a good dovetail joint. It's all in the attitude that you're going to succeed, not because you have to, but because you want to. And right now, I want to try that dovetail joint again, even with the majority of my tools not here. Not because I'm a glutton for punishment, but because I think, no, that's not right. I know I can. After all, attitude is everything. And that was Attitude is Everything, written by A.J. Hopkins for the J-Hop blog, What Not to Do. Originally posted August 3, 2011.